Hey, welcome, welcome. So excited to see you and so excited to have everything working this week. I apologize about last week and we had lots of technical difficulties, but have no fear. We're here today and we're going to go ahead and go over reconnecting with yourself. And I want Jace to come on for a minute. He doesn't have a camera, but that's all right. We like to hear his voice.
Hello, everyone. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Jace. So, did you have a good weekend? I know you've had lots of storms there.
I did, it's been raining so hard. It's the month of storms here in the Philippines, like typhoons, but I did have a fun weekend. I had a good night with AJ last night, which is also a good friend of yours.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Well, now we were talking the other day, and you're the one that mentioned that it would be great to do the topic reconnecting with yourself. So tell me, why was that a good topic for you?
For the past few weeks, let me just say past few weeks. As you know, I've been traveling a lot, and then 3 days after a good amount of time going to the city, I got sick. And I think that's because I've exhausted myself so much because of work, because that's also like a strategy meeting that we had on that week.
Yeah.
So, because I am not so much with like human interaction, I forgot to have, a good reconnect and touch with my higher self. Let's just say that when I was with my friends, because I share space with them, and I am not really good at human interactions, as I've said earlier. So yeah, I
Right.
think that contributed a lot in the reason why I got sick. So yeah, that's why I suggested the topic to you.
Oh, I love, 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 love this suggestion. You'll have to come back on at the end of the show and tell me if I covered everything you needed or if we need to cover more another time.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and talk about one of the things that Jay said. He said that he was with other people and he was doing lots of other things and he wasn't reconnecting with himself and he wasn't doing the actual connections that he should be doing. And, in today's world that's filled with hustle and bustle and lots of stress and some anxiety for some of us and exhaustion, as Jace mentioned, he has. And it comes from stuff like deadlines. Anybody have a deadline? Yeah, I get them. Deadlines, fear of failure, dealing with friends and family, or even helping other people out. We get lost in helping other people out and forget about ourselves. But there's a lot of things that we do that keep us in that realm of pulling away from our higher self, as Jace called it, and connecting with ourselves so that we're whole. And one of the things, if I were to tell you the number one key or secret, I would tell you that reconnecting with yourself, really, the number one secret is meditation. Now, I know a lot of you think it's sit in the corner with your legs and, sit like this and your hands up and going, om. And that is one form of meditation. And we'll talk about that one a little bit later. But I got a call. I got to go ahead and deny that, dear. So anyway, I'll talk about the om type meditation a little later. But, meditation. It's been around for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And it really, meditation trains awareness and achieves a mentally clear and emotional and calm state of mind. And when we have this awareness and we have this clarity and the clearness of our mind, we are able to accomplish things that we can't accomplish when we're all stressed. And it really does lower the stress. The scientifically, I always like to throw in scientifically, it increases the gray matter And that helps with the memory, with learning, with emotional regulations and things of that nature. Well, you know, meditation is great. If you know somebody that might be starting to have early onset dementia, or maybe you're just getting forgetful because you have so much to do. Now, you know, and guys, leave comments in the chat box. When I ask you questions, answer them. But, you know, have you ever gone up the stairs, down the stairs, into the other room, and got there and went, why was I in here? You know, I did that the other day. I went to get a garbage sack for the garbage can in my bedroom, and I walked into the kitchen where they're in the cupboard, and I looked around, and I thought, huh, I must have come to get a glass of water for Darwin, because I have no idea why I'm in the kitchen. So I got him a glass of water thinking, well, maybe that was it. And no, it wasn't. I got back in the bedroom and I looked at the garbage can and went, you couldn't remember that for 20 steps. And, you know, we do that. And a lot of that comes from stress. But when I'm really meditating well, and I haven't been the last couple of weeks, so this is a good topic for me. When I'm meditating well, I think better. And I remember things better. And I don't make the same kinds of mistakes that I normally would make. And, you know, let's break down some of the meditations and things you can do. In fact, I'm going to move my chair and stand back here a little bit. Breathing is the first one that we have to do. And you want to breathe here through your abdomen, not up here in your chest. So when you breathe in through your nose, abdomen come out, you'll do it backwards, and then let it go in. When you breathe out, breathe in, that abdominal breathing actually gets the air to circulate throughout your body better than if you just chest breathe. We call this shallow breathing. And when we're born breathing correctly. If you watch a baby breathe, they breathe there through their abdomen. And it's when we get older, and I don't mean 40, 60, 80. I mean, when we get to be 10, 12, 15, we start to shallow breathe. And the shallow breath actually is denying you oxygen. And because it's denying you oxygen, you don't think as clearly. And when you can breathe just as a form of meditation, just relax, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. One of the best forms ever. Now, after you just focus on breathing, calming your mind, getting rid of the stress. Yeah, I just breathe in, breathe out. You'll find often that people who do hypnosis will have you doing that. And being a hypnotherapist myself and doing stage hypnosis, that is one of the first things we do. And why? Because it relaxes the brain. It relaxes everything. And when the conscious brain relaxes, it lets the subconscious brain take over. And quite honestly, most of our information is in the subconscious brain. And it helps us get to that state. But as you're breathing, after you've been just paying attention to the breath, now you can start focusing on one thing that you want to focus on. Now, something I'm going to tell you over and over and over again is sometimes we start to focus on one thing, and what happens is our mind wanders. And if you've got a mind like mine, I'm all over the place. That's okay. Don't judge it. Just acknowledge that thought and then go back to thinking about what you were thinking about. For instance, what's a good bad example. Maybe I'm wanting to meditate on a new project that I want to do and how to start it. Let's say starting a new project. I want to meditate on starting this new project. And all of a sudden my mind goes, oh, the lawn needs mowed. Okay, no, yeah, it does. All right, new project. Wow, the dishes need to get done. Yes, they do. New project, new project. What am I going to have for dinner on Sunday when we have guests come over? We'll figure that out later. New project, new pro or it's so I, and your mind will go to other places. It's okay. That is also a form of meditation, is letting your mind wander and then just bringing it back. Wander and bringing it back. Now, that breathing is basically, they call mindfulness meditation. And if you do that for 5 minutes, breathe and focus and just allow the thoughts and then refocus. Acknowledge the thought, refocus. If you do that, then that is going to help you immensely. It's going to help you immensely. So that's an easy one to do. Anybody can do that in 5 minutes. You don't have to do it for an hour or 2 hours or half an hour or however long. 5 minutes a day will actually get you, so your brain, the gray matter is starting to form and increase, and you're getting calmer and more peaceful, and your memory's getting better, and you're able to learn more. I mean, you get the idea, and you're less emotional. And by less emotional, I mean you don't get upset when people say things to you that you normally wouldn't get upset about. So those are the some of the things that it will do. Another great meditation. Yeah, the big cheesy grin. Another great meditation is loving kindness. Loving kindness. And that's as easy as saying, may I love myself? May I love others? May I love a specific difficult person? May I love, and this is unconditional love. You do not have to like what they do. You do not have to appreciate what they do. But if you have that unconditional love, you love them where they're at. You don't have to associate with them. You don't have to make them part of your day. But if you love them where they're at, understanding, I love Maya Angelou's quote. You'll hear it from me many, 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 many times. But what she said was, I did what I knew. Let's see, I did what I knew. When I knew better, I did better. So I did what I knew. When I knew better, I did better. So yeah, you do. That's the way it is. I did what I knew. When I knew better, I did better. So, may I love myself unconditionally where I'm at? May I love myself with the fact that I stumbled and fell? May I love myself, even if I have a zit on my nose? May I love myself even though I need to lose some weight? May I love myself even though I didn't exercise? May I love myself because I am exercising? May I love myself? And that's may I is a permission. And then after you've said may I, say, yes, I may love myself. Yes, I may love others. Yes, I may love that difficult person. And that's one of the things that you can do is a loving kindness. Another thing I like to do with loving kindness, and this one is so uncomfortable for most people. And I don't have, I'm just going to hold my hand like it's a mirror. Here's the mirror. So hold a mirror in front of your face and look into your eyes and start to force yourself to feel love as you look in your eyes. And start to begin to say, start to begin, that was like not a good phrase. Begin to say, I love you. I love you because. I love you because your hair looks good today. I love you because you were kind to somebody yesterday. I love you because you were kind to somebody today. I love you because you have a good attitude. I love you because you didn't give up. I love you because, and come up with reasons to say, I love you until that point comes where you're crying because you really feel the love for yourself. And that too is a form of meditation, because when you're saying, I love you, and coming up with things to contribute that you love, your mind doesn't wander as much, is another form of focus and another form of meditation. Body scan, that's another one people do. And they'll lay down, they'll do a little bit of breathing, and then they'll start to scan their body. So they'll feel their toes and they might wiggle them a little bit, and they'll try and relax them, or they will relax them. Then the their feet, and then their ankles and their calves and their knees and their thighs, so on and so forth. And they feel the tingling and the relaxation going up, 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 up. And focusing on that, will your mind wander? Probably. And when it wanders, just bring it on back. Acknowledge, bring it on back. Yeah, don't judge those wanderings, because there are things that your mind is saying, you need to keep this in mind, you need to know this. So the body scan. Guided visualization. That's one of my favorites. One of the things I do with my coaching is we do some hypnotherapy once in a while, but I do guided visualizations with my clients. And a guided visualization is where you either have an audio CD and it tells you, it takes you on a journey, I'm going to say, it takes you on a journey, or you have somebody live taking you on that journey. And it might be as simply as helping you relax and then counting down and telling you to go to another place, you know. And I'm not going to walk through it. If you want a visualization session, just call me and we can do a real short one. In fact, Jay's put up my contact number, if you will, so they can you can contact me and we will do a short visualization, get that scheduled. Let me get into that. Banners, contact. There. So, yeah, go to drkarenperkins.com/contact and we'll schedule a 10-15 minute visualization session. It won't be a full-blown one for half an hour to an hour, but we'll do 10-15 minutes and you'll be surprised at what a difference it makes. And you can visualize anything. You can visualize making more money, affluence. You can visualize asking for a raise and having it work. You know, these kind of visualizations really help with everything that you do, but that is something you can do as a form of meditation. And I also on my site have tons and tons of audios. I am worthy. I am motivated, living stress-free. I just got all kinds of audios that you can get that will take you through these things, and you can use them as your guided visualizations. Another one, just walk. Go walking. But Karen, that's exercise. Yes, it is exercise. And a lot of you do it already. Walk on the treadmill. You walk around the block. You walk around the mall. Whatever it is that you do. But as you're walking, notice the birds, notice the dogs. In my case, there's lots of dogs when I'm out walking. Notice the dogs, notice the water washing up onto the beach, or the wind blowing through the trees, or whatever it is where your environment is around. But pay attention to those things for the first 15, 20 minutes of your walk. Just look for the things that are different and part of nature. And then after you've gotten connected with nature, now go back and pick one thing you want to focus on. Maybe you want to focus on finding something to focus on. What? You want to focus on how you're going to approach asking somebody for a donation for a charity that you're with. How am I going to approach that? What kind of words do I want to use? This would be a good word, and this is the connotation behind it. And so, though you're not just saying one thing over and over and over again, you're focusing on the types of things that you need to do and want to do. Which takes us to the mantra. Mantra is saying the words over and over and over again. I am love. That's the big one. People say, I am love, or just I am. I am. And it's funny because, you know, if you believe in God, the Christian God, the big thing in the Bible is he says, I am. Well, we are all part of that Godhead. We are all part of the universe. We're a part of that oneness in the just out there in the universe. And I am is wonderful for that. But you can go even a step further and say, I am wonderful. I am extraordinary. I am kind. I am giving. I am understanding. I am. And you may have to come up with the list before you go sit down to do the I ams, or you can do the I ams while you're walking. But, you know, go through and don't say things like, I am Megan's mom. Well, yeah, you are, but that's not who you are in here. Okay, that's an external I am. I am wearing a yellow jacket. And, you know, but I am love. I am kind. But Karen, I don't really believe I'm love and kind. Well, you say that enough and your mind is, I love mine. I love the mind. I love it, love it, love it. The human mind is bound and determined to prove you right. So when he hears you say, I am love, it's going to look around and find things for you to do to prove that you are love. If you say, I'm a failure, it's going to find things to prove you're a failure. Okay. And when you see all these things that make you a failure, you fail more. It overwhelms you. It depresses you. So I am love. I am motivated. I am filled with integrity. I am those kinds of things. Your mind is going to say, you have integrity. And you're going to find that the next time there's a choice and somebody's trying to get you to do something that may not be within integrity, now you can, your mind will automatically say, nope, not going there. That's not within my integrity. And so it's an important thing to do. It's important for your meditation, for your calmness, for that awareness, for achieving a mentally clear and emotionally calm, stable state. So I am, I am, I am. That is a fabulous one. Another one is I accept. I accept that I am wonderful. I accept that I am kind. I accept that. I accept that other people may not like me, but that does not deter my feelings about myself. I accept people have their opinions and they don't always agree with me. I still have a right to my opinions and my opinions are my truth. Okay. You can see how this goes in and you, I accept. Now there is the om. There is the another one that I really like. Now I can't remember it. I'll have to get back to it later. But there's a bunch of them where you put words together, and most of them are ancient Tibetan phrases, or they're phrases from India, or even old Chinese phrases. But they're just a lot of old phrases that you can put together. But to make it simple and memorable, just use the I am and state what you are. And I love the one, just I am love. I am love. I am love. And just keep saying that over and over again. All of these will bring you to a Zen state. And a Zen state is simply where, and we talked about before, you got those thoughts that wander, acknowledge them. Don't judge those thoughts. Just acknowledge them. Okay, I had that thought. Next, and you go back into it. Let the thoughts come and go. Let the thoughts come and go. And it will help you get into that Zen state, because those thoughts are dying to be acknowledged. And until you acknowledge them, they're going to keep intruding. So acknowledge the thought and then go back to that Zen state and thinking about the things that are going to be best for you. A few of the more advanced ones that you can do. there's shamanic journeying. Now, shamanic journeying is something that I also do some of with my coaching. And this is where you use music. It could be drums, it could be flutes, but you use music as your background and you help others visualize traveling. Now, you can do this alone, but I usually suggest you do it with a guide just to make sure that you are safe and don't go wander off somewhere that you shouldn't be. But the shamanic travel, the shamanic visualization, this shamanic journey is very powerful, very, very powerful. And that is a more advanced form of meditation. This is a weird one, but I used to use it in high school all the time. They call it surfy whirly. And I'm not going to stand up and show you. Well, yes, I will. Let me stand up and show you how it goes. You put one hand down and one hand up, and then you turn in a circle and you say what it is that you're focusing on. Now, you did that in high school? Yes. My drama coach in high school was the International Thespian Society president. And she had been on Broadway. I mean, she was awesome. And I was very fortunate to have her as my coach in high school. And for those that didn't know, I did get offered. There's a long story on why I didn't take it, but I did get offered a full ride scholarship in drama. And so her stuff really helped, and it helped all of us, and all of us that were her students greatly learned. But we would do that one hand up, one hand down, and turn as we were memorizing our lines. And it sounds funny, but I'll tell you what, I could memorize my lines in about a tenth of the time that it took me to memorize them otherwise. So just turning and reading those lines and saying them out loud, I could just, it was so, so fast. And so that's also a form of meditation. Go ahead and do the I ams while you do that. That is a great one to do. There's all kinds of other things. There's candle gazing. There is using your rocks and just, get my little rock. Holding your crystal and just focusing on the power that the crystal has. And some of you believe in those things, some of you don't, but crystals all have an energy. And if you actually, they have machines that you can connect with them and you can hear them singing and they hum. And that's really, it's the vibration. It's kind of like a singing bowl. It sings and it's really just the vibration and the hum from the singing bowl. My mic blocks out noise, or I'd show it to you. So you can do it. Actually, let me see if you can hear it. Jace, you'll have to tell me if you can hear it or not. But you can ding it. What? I gotta get this over around without jumping. Yeah, it's not going to work so well. But the singing bowls. Now, if you were standing here with me, you could hear it still vibrate. It'll vibrate for another 2-3 minutes after I'm done doing this around it. But singing bowls are a great thing to use for meditation. And you don't have to whirl it. Just go ahead. And if you got a couple of different ones, just hold it right. And that gives you the same vibrational energy that going om gives you. But it's very, very therapeutic. So your singing bowls, those really, really work. My favorite, and I'm going to wrap up with this and then get Jace back on. If all of those other things are too difficult, here's when I was out on the road teaching all the time, I would tell people to do. I'd ask for 2 minutes of meditation a day in 4 30-second increments. I really like 5 30-second increments. And what I would tell you to do is go to work, sit in the parking lot, and if you work at home, go into your office, sit in your chair, close your eyes, and picture something that makes you smile or laugh for 30 seconds. Now, for me, it's children or, you know, little kids laughing on YouTube. I love to look those ones up. They just make me laugh. Some people, it's kittens in bags, you know, whatever. Whatever it is, it makes you laugh. But you just close your eyes and smile and think about what makes you laugh. You do that for 30 seconds. And, you know, I used to do that when I was doing seminars. And it's funny because I'd only make them go 10 seconds. So I told them 30. But in those 10 seconds, everyone was smiling when I said, just think of something that makes you smile or laugh. Everyone was smiling and a lot of them had started to chuckle. Do that for 30 seconds before you start your workday. Then when you go to lunch, before you go back to work, do another 30 seconds. And then when you go home, if you drive home, when you get in your driveway, if you're out of your office, when you get into the next room, do it again. Now, that is your third time. I like to do it also when you go to bed. When you go to bed, and that's the fourth time. The fifth time for me is anytime somebody comes up and gives you something disagreeable, to think about. And by that, I mean, they may have yelled at you or they were negative, but something like that. Anytime they do that, as soon as they leave, 30 seconds, close your eyes. I don't care if you have to go hide in the restroom or go sit in a corner or whatever, but 30 seconds. If you can meditate for 30 seconds, 4 or 5 times a day, your entire day will be better. And when your day is better, you feel better about yourself. And when you feel better about yourself, you feel better about the world. And when you feel better about the world, you're calmer. And you're able to reconnect with yourself because you're not worried about all of these outside things going on around you. And you can focus more on yourself. And the more you focus on yourself, by the way, the more you can help other people. So you want to focus on yourself. And I'm not saying being arrogant and be selfish, but you got to be somewhat selfish and take care of yourself. You got to love yourself. If you can't love yourself, you certainly can't have love being felt by other people, because that love starts within your heart. Yeah, you guys are like, she's sitting backwards, but it's within my heart. It's important that you reconnect with yourself. And the number one way to do that, there are a lot of other ways, but the number one way to do that is through meditation. Now I'm going to ask Jace to come back up. And did I miss something with meditation that we should do another show with?
Well, for one, I did have a very good reminder of how to breathe earlier. Thank you for that, because every time that I try to meditate now, when I got sick, I meditate while I am doing some steam just to let like the air out. And what I do is I breathe through my chest, and that doesn't really do a lot. Now, when you said that I should breathe through my stomach, and I did that while you were saying it, and it just made a lot of sense to me. It was more soothing in it. So yeah, thank you for that. I think you've touched everything about meditation that we should all learn, like how we should start it. So yeah, thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you. Now, all of you that listen, either that have done it live or those that follow up later on, do me a huge, huge favor. First, like and subscribe, you know, please. But what I would really, really appreciate you doing is leaving your comments on what kind of things you want us to go over next, because it helps us when we have a topic to actually talk about. And some of our shows are going to be 10 minutes, some will be 15, some might be like this week and go on, oh gosh, 35 minutes. But we just want to cover the stuff that's important to you. And to me, that is the most important thing ever, is that we cover something that's going to touch you and help you have a better life, even if it's just one step toward going further to where you want to be. And it's, you know, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? How do you have a better life one step at a time? That being said, I just want to thank you all for being here again and wish you all the grace and success in the world. And mwah, ciao for now.